Yeah, to cut off the growth on Shabbat, that's also midiraisa. That you can't do only with shina with your teeth. Piafino b'shina, even doing with your teeth, chavei royin. Who could do it? Not even you. Your friend has to do it. V'iloy, but you can't do it. The chavei roloy mesakin leshaper. Because when your friend cuts off the growth from your body, he's not going to do such a good job. So that's a bigger shinui. V'ochi yom mesech the Shabbat v'erikam atzniya. The pligi Reb Lezer Rabbanu b'noit to sipornov zu b'zu abishina Reb Lezer mechayiv chatis. Reb Lezer holds there as an issa diraisa even with your hands. If you peel off your nail even with your hands is also midiraisa. V'chachomim oisim mishum shvus. The Chum say no. If you don't use a knife or scissors, just your hands, peeling off your nails is only midirabonim. Yakim nohosom, timichi mechayiv Reb Lezer b'noit to liyatzmoy. Even Reb Lezer says by peeling off the nails with your hand, it's also midiraisa, it's only if you yourself do it. But if you peel off somebody else's nails, pshit it's only yasim midirabonim. So I call upon him, when somebody else does it, it's a bigger shinui. So here we see a din that says what? That a kohen that has a yabela, so right now it's called a mum on the kohen, he's not allowed to do the avoida. So if he wants to do the avoida on Shabbos, he has to have somebody else bite it off. Yeah. And we die b'shina mikli loy chaveri in iloy. Now mommy, who does this price to go like? Iloy merabonan uve migdosh. If you say this b'raisa goes according to the Rabbanan Shita, that the Rabbanan Shita is that an Issa d'raisa is never doicha, Mashira mitzvah na doicha. Il v'migdosh, now, it's talking about in the base of Migdosh, a Kohen that wants to do the avoida now, is Kivan d'yami Rabbanan b'yalma, Mishum Shvus, Hocha malihu mali chaverin. Now the Rabbanan holds that cutting off the growth with your hand is called a shinui. It's not the normal manner. Therefore, it's only Yosim the Rabbanan. Now, according to the Rabbanan, once you're doing an Issa the Rabbanan here, Mali hu, Mali chaveri, why do you have to have Yechava to do it? What's wrong if you do it? Even if you do it with your hand, there's no Issa the Raisu involved. It's only Yosim the Rabbanan. So why can't you do it? Rashi says, Ilei me Rabbanan, diyamri machshire mitzvah loidochi, av malochem. The Rabbanan shiter is, if you have to do an Issa the Raisu for a hechshe mitzvah to make the mitzvah roi to be done, it's never doicha. Just like we hold a loch like that, avada by Mila, if you lost your knife, you can't make a knife on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry the knife to the Mila on Shabbos, we hold Hechshe Mitzvah is not doicha. Here also, if the Kohen wants to do the Malach on Shabbos, now that he has a growth on him, that he's a Baal Mum, he has no right midiraisa to cut off the Mum on Shabbos. Now why did the Rabbanan say it's Muti here then? The Ashmin and the Shvus, Dochi. The Teretz says, though, since you're only doing it with your hands, not with a knife, it's only Yosim Midrabbonim. Midrabbonim, you are allowed to do Nisra Drabbonim with Sarach Gaboya. Kagoin Bishinov, Yebechaveri, Ulgoin Shaosoloi Bishabis, Tlayev Shalal Mishklem Yesmo. The growth first grew on Shabbos, you couldn't take it off yesterday. So, Kivon, the Yom Rabbonim, Lagabe Dover Shus, the Neutel Yatsmoi, Zu Bizu, Oi Bishinov, En Kanel Mishum Shvus. Of the Hocha, the Gshar Bechaveri, Mishum Shvus, the Migdash, the Shtar Namal Yatsmoi, to Yegufo Namishvusu. Because according to the Rabbanan Svarim, that the reason why it's mutter to cut off this growth is because an Issa Shvus, amid the Rabbanans will make them the base of Migdash. That's the Svarim. Not because Hechshe Mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos. Hechshe Mitzvah is not Deicha Shabbos. The Svarim is since it's only an Issa, amid the Rabbanan, an Issa the Rabbanan didn't make in the Migdash. So, Bezoi, why did the Brisa say that you have to have your friend cut it off with his teeth? Why can't you do it with your teeth? What do you have to have your friends for? Once you're doing it with your tooth, it's only Yosim and the Rabbanan. And once it's an Issa, the Rabbanan Svar is, the Rabbanan will mat the Shusim in the base of Migdash. So there shouldn't be any chilik. Why should you need your friend to do it? Havada, you should be allowed to do it. Elamai Yitzuraya, Elolav Reb Lezer. Havada, this Brisa has to go to the court to Reb Lezer Shita. That Reb Lezer Shita is that Machshire Mitzvah is Doicha Shabbos. Tiyoma Bialma Chayiv Chatis. And Reb Lezer Taka holds that even using your hands is also an Issa d'Raisa, pulling it off. Now, v'hocha, af agav de machshire mitzvah derechen es haShabbos, even though really you should be allowed to use a knife even to cut off this wart from yourself. Because Reb Lezer Shita is that mahechshire mitzvah is also derechen Shabbos. And this is called the hechshire mitzvah. Because the Kohen wants to do the avoida, he wants to bring the korban atomid, which is derechen Shabbos. But right now the Kohen has a mum on him, he's not right to do it. So it's a hechshe mitzvah to cut off the mum on Shabbos. So really it should be mutter. Still, Reb Lezer holds, kama the yesh l'shnuy mashninun, that as long as you can make a bigger shinui, make the bigger machine as possible. So therefore, do it by the teeth, not with your hands, and even with your teeth, don't do it yourself, let your chaver do it. So you see, according to Rabbi Lezer, the Hechsher Mitzvah is Deirah Shabbos still. Is the biggest shinui you could do the biggest shinui. So it's right what we're saying also, that's Pshat our Mishnah. Our Mishnah also goes according to Rabbi Lezer, that Hechsher Mitzvah is Deirah Shabbos. That's why the Mishnah says you're allowed to pull off the ward from the behemoth, but only with your hand, not with the kli. Because since you couldn't make a shinui, you have to do the shinui, like it says here. Rashi Allah Rabbi Lezer he. The Yoma Benoito Bishino of Liatzmoid Bialmo Shloy Limits for the Chayat Chatz. It's even cutting off with your teeth. It's also Osimidi Raisa. O Mishimachi Yochinami. Kiv on the Yashim Echaver. Then it's very good. What does Rabbi Lezer say here? But ask your friend has to do it and not you. Because if you do it, it's an Isidi Raisa. Even though Hechshe Mitzvah is Doichob, but when you could have your friend do it, which will only be Osimidi Rabbonim, you have to have your friend do it and not you. If your friend do the Torah Nesam Rabbanon, Leisharina Leila Mitzchay Yav Malacha, we don't let you yourself do it to be over this of the Raisa. Or the Mishkla of Nafshay, the Afagab Yom Rab Lezer Machshir Mitzvah Deichin Av Malacha, or the Kama the Yesh Lishnu Yemashninim. That's the Raya. Even though there's no other way to do it, you have a right to do an Isidi Raisa. But when you have another way to do it with the Shinui, that's only Yosem the Rabbanon, you only allowed to do it with the Shinui. So that's the Raya. That's Rab Lezer Shita, and that's Pshat now Mishnah. So the Gemara name. Gemara loy, I tell you there's no raya. L'yoylom rabbonin. I'll tell you no, the Pshan is less bright to go to the corner to rabbonin shita. That taka true, that's only mutter because it's mit rabbonin. So the question is, if I take it off with your teeth, it's only awesome mit rabbonin, and in the rabbonin we're making the base of Migdash, why do you have to have your friend to do it? Vi also decrease soy hochinami. If the growth was on your stomach that you could bend down and bite it off, it's taka true, you could do it to yourself. We're talking about the growth is on your back. That lemaisa, you can't get it off your back yourself. That's why you need your chavrum. Hey, to use the scissors, you're not allowed to. That's nisi deraisa. We're only matter to bite it off with your hands. Now, with your hands or to bite it off, you can't reach in the back. So therefore, the eitzer is only to let your friend do it. Over atila yoder, else the back of your arm that you can't reach. The iyo le motzi shakula, he himself can't do it. But enachnami, in a place that you could reach, Avad, according to the Rabbanan Shita, that the heter here is because you're doing an Issa the Rabbanan, and the Issa the Rabbanan is Mekel's Mut in the Beis HaMikdash, there wouldn't be enough Kamin if you bite it off, or your friend bites it off, because it's both only us and the Rabbanan. Why does the Brisa say your friend? Because it's practical, you can't reach it, that's why you need your friend. Yeah. Now the Gemara is a new kasha. The Rabbanan, if you want to tell me the Brisa goes according to the Rabbanan Shita, that what? That really Machshir Manatoy Cheshabbos. And the heter is only because you're doing your shvus, because it's only yosim the rabbanon. Habizai, you have a kasha. Nishkele nahalei biyad. Why does the braisa say that you have to use your friend and he has to use his teeth? So he answered, why do you need your friend? Because lamaisa, you can't get to it. It's talking about from the back in your back or by the back of your arm that you can't reach it. But why does your friend Badavka have to use his teeth? Why can't your friend use his yad? V'tivshet Reb Lezer, and we should be poshut according to Reb Lezer. That what? The Yomer Reb Lezer says there that machloik is beyond. The machloik is between the Rabbonin and Reb Lezer. If you, like, rip off your nails with your hand, is that also midiraisa or not? So the machloik says by using your hand, that by using your hand, just peeling off your nails with your hand, on that the Rabbonin say even beyond is only also midirabonin. I will be clean. But when you use the scissors or a knife to cut off your nails, then divri hakol chayiv. Then everybody holds its chayiv. So the kasher is now, according to this pshat, and according to the Rabbonin, as long as you're using your hands, you're not using a nail to pull off the nail, or here we're talking about you have a growth on the body, and you want to take it off, as long as you use your hands, not a knife, it's only yosim the Rabbonin. So if you tell me now that this braisa goes according to the Rabbonin, why does it say the chaver or your friend has to use his teeth? Why can't he use his hands? The chur using your hands is also yosim the Rabbonin. And once there's only an issim in the Rabbanon, that's why it's mutter. It's not mutter because Hechsher Mitzvah is doicha. It's mutter because on a Shavuos, that's something that's only us in the Rabbanon, we say the cloud was negated to the base of Migdash, the Rabbanon didn't make the Gzera. So here we want the Kohen to be able to do the Avodah. The way the Kohen is now that he has this growth, he's a Baal Mum. So by taking off the growth, that's called the Hechsher, for a Karbonis to make the Kohen Roy to do the Avodah. Not the Hechsher, that's called the Mitzvah in the Migdash. So if the Rabbanan Shita is that any Shavuos, it's mutter in the Migdash, so why dafke with your mouth, why don't you use that sign biyad, with your hand? So it's a mechur tzaraya that the Brisa is not going according to Rabbanan, but it's going like we said before, according to Reb Lezer, when we have a raya that efshe the mashninim mashninim. As much as you can make a difference, you have to do it by differently. For the Gemara, no, the time, even according to you, the Reb Lezer Nami, even if the Brisa goes according to Reb Lezer, Lishkene Nahale Biyad. True, you have to make a shinu. You shouldn't do it, your friend should do it. But why do you have to have two shinuim, your friend with his mouth? Why can't your friend do it with his hand? So the Gemara Haim Bai, that's no kasha. Iyam Rid Bishleima Reb Lezer, if you tell me it goes according to Reb Lezer here, so Bezoi Hainu de Goza Yad Otokli. That's what we have a svara to say. The same way you should not use the kli. That's why you should not use the yad either. In other words, according to Rabbi Lezer, really machshire mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. So really you should be allowed even to use a knife to cut off your growth. Now why do we say you have to use a shinui? Why do you have to use somebody else's teeth? Because efshe the mashnin, as much as a shinui you could do, not to do an issi deraisa, it's tveyod, it's better to do that. Not to come to do an issi deraisa. So therefore, true, one shinu is that your friend is doing it and not you. Now, even when your friend does it, he could do it two ways. He could do it with his hand, or else he could do it with his mouth. Now, the reason why we're machmir and tell him only to do it with his teeth, because it's exer with the gozer yad oto kli. In other words, we the whole svar why you have to make shinuyim do as most as possible, like not to be over an issi deraisa. So as far as way is an issi deraisa to do, we make you do. So the biggest shinu is to do with your mouth. That's why we're told to do with your mouth. So male, according to Rabbi Lezer, it's good. Eli Yamrit Rabbonon here, but if you want to tell me this price goes according to Rabbonon, Nishkene Nahalei Biyad. According to Rabbonon, the only svar is that since it's only Yosem and Rabbonon, it's Mutter. So Bezoya, the Issa just should have been Biyad, it should have been enough. Why dafka with your mouth? So the Marv is Sula immediate. We can't ask any more questions, but for sure it goes according to Rabbi Lezer, like we're saying, and not according to Rabbonon. Yezok the Mishnah. Koyen Shaloka Bietzbo. A Koyen that got hit, got a wound on his hand. Is the halacha korech le'agami b'migdash? This is not to put leaves are on the wound. Avoloi b'medina. But chutz from the base of migdash is also, because the chiddush of the Mishnah is that agami, a leaf, is a refuah. It heals up the wound. And you're not allowed to do a refuah on Shabbos. So therefore, not in the base of migdash is also to put this gami, this leaf, on a wound on Shabbos. But in the base of migdash, the other rabbanon will make it on their shvusim. Mashenkinim lohitzi dam. Let's say your purpose of putting this leaf around your wound is to do it tight to make the blood come out, which is nisi deraisa, then pshit the kanvakan osir. Even in the base of midrash, it's osir. Because you have no heter to do an nisi deraisa. It's only a svaru umate shvusim in the base of midrash, but not an nisi deraisa. Like Rashi says, v'yafa pisha gami merapa es hamaki, even though it heals the wound, hayo v'hash demil tzarech avoydehi, t'lav urchayu shetiru makosa yim avoydom, mechas leitze begami. Since when the kohen's doing the avoid, it's not nice. He should have like a red spot here, a wound. So it's not nice. So therefore, tzarech gevoya would matter the kohen to put this gami, this leaf, on the wound, even though it's healing the wound. Since that's called tzarech gevoya, would matter a shvus. Mashenken, if lohitzi adam, to make the blood come out, nisi deraisa, they were machmir. So to Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda, b'rei de Rav Chiya. Loishonu el agami. The Mishnah says the kohen, b'shas is doing the avoid, is allowed to put a leaf over the wound, it only means a leaf. That's not choshev at all. But tzutzel cotton, like a little bandit, a little begid, a little type of a handkerchief you want to wrap around the wound, that's also. A kohen can't wear a handkerchief around his body when he's doing the avoida. You know why? Have a yitu begodim. That's called another begid, and the locher is a kohen is only allowed to wear his begodim. A kohen head, you can only wear four begodim. There's an issa for a tim, b'shas, doing the avoida, to wear a fifth begid. Or a kohen godim can only wear eight begodim, not more. See, if the kohen is going to have on his wound a beged wrapped around the wound, that's called an extra beged, that's also to wear. That's what Rabbi Yehuda b'rei de b'chiya holds. Drashi tzutzel cotton, that means also cotton, a small belt. No, it's nice, k'moshi chagur b'tzutzel. So have a yitu begodin, v'tanya b'shchitas kotcha perk sheni, lo v'shnei mechnes naim, shnei avneitin, chos rachas o yos rachas, o yishoyis lo ritiyah b'saroi, tachas bigdo b'yobin avadosa v'osa p'sula. So you can't have more than four begodim on you. That's a yitu begodim. So here also, just to have a belt around you is called yitu begodim. There's only an issa to put another begod on the mokum of your body where usually you have a begod. So if you have a cut on your finger, you don't wear gloves, it's not a beggar there, so you're allowed to put a belt around the wound. There wouldn't be any issur of yitzah begodim. That's Reb Yochanan and Shita. But on your fingers, where the coin doesn't wear any begodim at all, there's no issa yita begodim. So according to Reb Yochanan, you would even allow to put a belt around your wound. Slav dafka gami. Or we'll see later, the chiddush of a gami is that even though a gami, a leaf, is marapa, heals the wound, still it's mutter. But to put on a belt, pshit is mutter, according to Reb Yochanan. For the Gemara, why is it mutter? For tevel le'mishum chatzitza. The lacher is when a kohen does the avodah, his hand has to touch the dam. When he makes his riko, his hand itself has to touch the dam. If there's anything in between the dam and his hand, it's possible. So if he has a belt around his hand, it's a chatzitza. How can he do the avodah? And the Gemara b'Shmuel, it's talking about the wound was on his left hand, and the left hand you don't do the avodah, you only use your right hand. Therefore, there's no chatzitza on the left hand. Inami b'yamin, or else I'll tell you the wound is on the right hand. Abishlei b'makam avodah. It's not on the bottom part of the fingers that have to touch the blood. It's the other part of the fingers, the part of the hand that doesn't touch the blood. You're not doing the avodah. So therefore, there's no issa chatzitza. And if Yochanan says there's no issa of wearing more begodim, the ad issa is only the mokum of the body that you have other begodim. You can't wear two or other begodim. But the mokum of the hand that has no begodim, there is mutter. That's Reb Yochanan Shita. So the Gemara pligi the Rava. Reb Yochanan argues on Rava. The Yomar Rava Omer Reb Chizda. Rava said over the name of Reb Chizda like this. B'mokim begodim. True. In a place of the body that usually you have your shirt, the Michnasayim, or the Kaiba, the Kain has his hat, or the Michnasayim, on those places, Afilo Neima Achas Chetzetis. You should know, even if a string just is on that part of the body, it's called a Chatzitza. Because the halacha of the big day kuna is, the begodim have to like touch the body. There can't be any chatzitza in between the body and the begodim. So not because he's wearing an extra beggar here. Even if they just have a small band-aid there on his body. But if the band-aid is underneath the shirt, that's possible. Because the loch is there can't be any chatzitza, anything separating his body and the begodim. That's a loch in the begodim. The begodim have to be totally right on top of his body. So may lebemakam the begodim. Anything you have, even a string that's there, another string that's underneath the begodim, is possible. Because it's a chatzitza. What about shloi bemakam begodim? What about a place in the body that he usually doesn't have any begodim? Like his hands. He doesn't have any clothing on his hands. Now, Rav Chizda is like this. Sholosh al sholosh chatzetis. That if the begid, whatever you're putting on there, the shmata, is three tefachim by three tefachim, it's called the begid. Even though the Gemara says Lashon of Chetzetes that is separating, Rashi says Chetzetes lav davka. It means that Isser al yita begodim. You're wearing another begad. Because once the cloth is the size of 3 by 3 tefachim, that's a chosh of a shear to give it a shame begad. And a koyin b'shasti avoid is not allowed to wear other begodim. So this is not like Rabbi Yechanan. Even though he's putting it on his hand, that's not b'mokim begodim, still there's an Isser to wear other begodim there. Anything that's sholosh al sholosh is Chetzetes. Pachas misholosh al sholosh, let's say this cloth is less than 3 by 3, then ain't a chatzetis. Then it doesn't have a shame begad, and there's no issur of yitu begodim. And Rashi says, gimel la gimel chatzetis, techivon de begad mikri, since it's called a begad, have a yitu begodim. The issur is he's wearing more begodim. Why does it say it's just a chatzitza, it's a separation? Mishum deresha, Ari. B'nei machas amokim begodim. It says here the same lashon. But here, according to Reb Chizda, any time you have a piece of cloth that's more than 3 by 3, even though it's on your hand, that's not a mokim avoider, not a mokim begodim. Still, there is an iser yita begodim. Now the Gemara says, Ad Reb Yechanan vade pligi. On Reb Yechanan pshita is a machlekes. Reb Chizda saying not like that. Reb Yechanan just got finished saying there's no issa yisa begodim, shlei b'mokim begodim. And here Reb Chizda says clearly there is. That as long as that piece of cloth is more than 3 by 3, there's an issa yisa begodim. So cloth is a machlokes Reb Yechanan and Reb Chizda. What about that Reb Yehuda bread Reb Chiya? Is he mechulik on Reb Yehuda bread Reb Chiya? So what was his din? That was the first din of the Gemara. Now again, the Omer Reb Yehuda bread Reb Chiya, loishonu ela begami. He said that the Mishnah says the Kohen can put something on his makir is only a small leaf. But to put a small belt, that's us ever eat the begodim. So he's saying what? Even a small belt, the chur kashri is, this is even less than sholosh hasholosh. So the chura, Rav Yehuda, Rav Chiya, also argues on Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said it's only usher if you have a koponim, a begad the size of 3 by 3. And the chura of Yehuda, Rav Chiya said no, even a smaller size is usher. Even a tzutzu cotton, a small belt is usher to put around the womb. So is there a machlekes or not? So the Gemara, minay mepligi, is it a machlekes? And the Gemara, no, maybe there's no machlekes. Atai even Rab Chizda would be moida to Rab Yehuda bread Rab Chiyon, because the svar is shani tzulzu katan the chashiva the chashiv. Since a small belt, even though it's smaller than 3x3, but it's a chashiv size. It's a chashiv size. That's why shublai basa. Since it's a chashiv zaka the tzulzu katan, that's why it's aser. So here even Rab Chizda is moida. You need 3x3. That's when you stam have a shmata, a piece of cloth. But when you have a chashiv belt, then even no matter how small it is, there'll be the Issa Yitzah Begodim. So the Bible is only two machloikis in. Rab Yechon holds there's no Issa Yitzah Begodim, Shleim Makim Begodim, and Rab Chizda holds there is. Lishnachrina, another pshat is like this. Lishnachrina Amri Lei, Om Rab Yehuda Bred Rab Chia. That Rab Yehuda Bred Rab Chia said, the first din, Loishonu El Lagami, it's only Mutin the Mishnah to put a leaf. Avotzutzu Kotin Chaitis, but a small bell taker, it's also because that's called a Chatzitza, means it's Yitzah Begodim. Rab Yechonon Amar, this is the chiluk now. This is the chiluk of the Lishnachrina. So far, it's the same that we had before. Rab Yechonon Amar, Loi Amru Chatzitza Bepachas Misholosh Hasholosh. Rab Yechonon says no. It's even a small belt you are allowed to put around your hand, because there's no Issa Yitzah Begodim if it's less than 3x3. Ela Bemokim Begodim. Only if you put that small belt Bemokim where you're wearing Begodim. And then it's not that Issa of Yitzah Begodim, more Begodim. The other Issa is the Chatzitza. That the Mechlesayim, the Kohen is wearing, is not on his body. There's something in between the Mechlesayim and his body. So Bemokim Begodim is Mechlesayim. Then it's also not how small it is. Avoshlei Bemokim Begodim. But when wearing another begid that's not on the mokum of his mechnesayim, his begodim, then even Rabbi Yechon holds shalosh al shalosh katzetzis. If the cloth is the size of 3x3, that's a chosher b'shiyah to give it a shame begid that there's an iser the kohen is wearing more begodim than he's supposed to. Mashenkin pachas misholosh. But if the piece of cloth is less than 3x3, it's not chosher a begid and katzetzis. There's no iser yitah begodim. And let this pshat v'hainu d'ravam Rav Chizda. Now this pshat Rav Yechon is saying the same pshat like Rav Chizda. That shalai b'mokim begodim, there is an issa to wear another beggar there, but it has to have a shame beggar. The cloth has to at least be 3x3. For the Gemara lema though, pligi Rav Yehuda b'rei Rav Chia. Let's say the argument of Yehuda b'rei Rav Chia that he says even a tzutzu cotton is osur, even a small belt is osur to wear. That's also called a beggar. It's less than 3x3. And the Gemara maybe no. Shani tzutzu katan, I tell you, a small belt is usher. Why? The chashiva. It's chashiv. It's better than stam a piece of material 3x3. But since it's a belt, it's a chashiva thing, even though it's smaller than 3x3, still it's called the beged. Therefore, it's usher for the kohen to use it. Shred the Gemara. Ule Rabbi Yechonon. Ada shminen gami l'shamin et tzutzu katan. But Rabbi Yechonon says clearly not like this. Rabbi Yechonon says anything less than 3x3 is mutter. It's only also to put on a piece of cloth, even shleib mokim begodim. It has to at least be 3x3. But less than 3x3, it's mutter. So according to Rav Yechonon, a kohen is allowed to put a belt around his finger, even though it's a choshev a beged. But since it's less than 3x3, it's not called a beged. For at the Gemara, according to Rav Yechonon, why does now Mishnah say that? Let the Mishnah say, if a kohen has a wound on his hand in the base of Migdash, he's allowed to even put on a belt on his hand. Why did the Mishnah only say, Yigami? And the Gemara, Mil Sa'agav Ruchu Kamashman. The Mishnah is telling us another Kiddush Agav. The Gami Masi, that by putting on this leaf, you should know there's an Issa, it should be an Issa Rabbanim, that has Merapa, that it heals you. That if you have a wound, putting on this leaf is a Refuah. So that's the Kiddush in the Mishnah. That even though Refuah is also on Shabbos, but in the Beis HaMikdash, Vitzarech Gevoyah, here when the Kohen is doing the Avoidim, it's not nice that his womb should be open, Vitzarech Gevoyah, he's allowed to put a Gami on it even though it heals it. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So if the Mishnah would have just said Tzilsu Katan, I wouldn't hear this Chiddush. I would think maybe to put something that's Merapi, you is awesome. That's why the Mishnah says another Chiddush for saying Gami. That you should know even though it's a Refuah, still it's Mutah. Rashi says, the Gami Masi, Mishum Shabbos Yitzruch Lemisni. Our Mishnah tells the Chiddush, Nilch Shabbos. Gami, the Afa, Gav, the Masi, Sharba Migdish. Even though this Gami is something that heals, and Stamazai, it's also to do Rufu on Shabbos, but in the base of Migdish, to a Matthew. That's why the Mishnah says Gami. But who did according to Rabbi Yechonon, Tzutzu Katan is also Mutter. Kol Zman is less than Gimel by Gimel, there's no way to Yitu begotten. Stop here.